The drums beat a hypnotic rhythm. The fighters, each armed with a staff, display their footwork as they keep an eye on their opponent, accelerating or slowing down in keeping with the music. This is Tahtib, and on the Sunday morning in May in Paris, the first ever tournament is being held. But it's a 5,000-year-old martial art that comes from Egypt.
Tahtib is what we call the Egyptian battle staff, in fact. So the Egyptian battle staff, today called Tahtib, has a more than 5,000 years history. So the most ancient engravings that we have in Egypt are in Abusir, which is between the pyramids of Gizeh and Saqqara, the Abusir site.
That's Adel Boulad, the founder of modern Tahtib. Up until recently, Tahtib as a martial art was unknown to most people. Based on the engravings, Tahtib served as one of the three disciplines for the ancient Egyptian army. They included archery, wrestling, and battles between staffs or rods.
It was transformed to become a game, a rural game, played in the evenings. You know, in Egypt, you have at least 4 or 5 hours after the day work, because the sun set is very fast. It's very fast, and no TV. People used to stay together to sing, to chant, you know, to have poetry and to play music, and also to play with the stick. Just to play with the stick. So it became a rural game.
And so the tradition of Tahtib never went off the grid. It just fell out of vigor as a military training activity. In fact, the footwork of Tahtib made a comeback during the 60s in Egypt under Farida Fahmi and Mohammed Reda, known as the Reda Dance Troupe. The group created a folkloric dancing that was inspired by the moves from Tahtib, rural dance mixed with baladi or belly dancing. The famous dance where the stick became well known among Egyptian households, and it was set to the beat of the music found mainly in the southern villages. But apart from the Reda group or those from the villages, no one really knew about Tahtib. It simply remained a pastime for men in the rural areas passed down through the family.
This was a traditional transmission from a father to the son, from an uncle to the son, or from a grandfather to the son. This is now disappearing because there is no more traditional transmission. Even the rural villages, today the rural is less than 15% of Egypt. So Egypt is more now, 85% of Egypt is in the urban. And even the rural villages are transforming to become urban. And the traditional transmission is now over. So it's become quite urgent to for the safeguard of this heritage to develop it to in a different form, in a different way, so it is suitable to the new Egyptian society, which is more urban. And this is why I transform it into... I get it back as it was, as a martial art.
But just as many urban dwellers have done, Boulad himself admits that he overlooked the traditional art form.
The opportunity was so big. Come on, you have a 5,000 years rich story here, and nobody is taking care of it. It happened, I was touched by that. After having snobbed during 30 years, Tahtib, I had considered it for a long time as a folklore dance, not serious, compared to the other martial arts. It is when I moved this wall from my eyes, it was after 2 or 3 discussions with Ma'allimin in Egypt, I discovered that they were talking to me with the same language as Japanese martial arts people, the Japanese masters. I was really astonished and discovering that they had the same philosophy, the same thinking. And this happened in 2000. And from that time, I said, you know, this deserves something else than only folklore and dance.
After having practiced other forms of East Asian martial arts, Boulad realized what needed to be done to save this traditional sport, which would in turn spark interest amongst regular people.
When you look at the other martial arts, you will discover that in each culture, you have what we call a form. In Japanese, it's called kata. For Korea, it's called somse. So Chinese, Indonesian, they all have created forms. We have sequences of movements. And in fact, the secrets of movements and rotation, distance, etc., are hidden in the forms. This was lacking in Egypt. This is what I created to facilitate the transmission. And obviously, you have the forms. I created 8 forms with names like Nakhla, Nokta, Gaula, Laffa, Masha, Khed'a. And each form contains about 6 to 8 special feints, secrets, and techniques.
A form, as he explains, is a sequence of movements between 40 to 15 different rotations and directions, perhaps with a jump in some instances. It's a fancy footwork of the combatants which makes the sport an art, as it is also in keeping with the beats. In fact, to those more familiar with the Brazilian martial art capoeira, Tatib is not too far off.
It is like capoeira. Capoeira is also from Africa. Capoeira and Tatib has exactly the same principles, where the crowd has a role to take care of the spirit, the good spirit, where the musicians have a key role, linking the jousters, the players, with the crowd, and the jousters playing their game. So these are the three components of Tatib or a capoeira celebration, the same. Also, you need to know that music also was in Japanese or Asiatic games, but has been moved out centuries ago for technical propagation. But today, in Tatib, as in capoeira, music is here to kind of moderate or modulate the game, to boost it, to catalyze it if it is too slow, or to calm it down if it is too tough, and it links the game to the crowd.
But learning sequences and keeping to the music is just the beginning. In addition to bringing Tatib to the forefront of modern martial arts, Bula did one thing that 5,000 years ago was unheard of. He ensured it was open to both men and women. The often conservative and traditional cities and villages of South Egypt were surprisingly the first ones to open up to this idea, though it came with some initial insistence on the part of Boulad during an assessment of competitors by a jury. He explained that one of the competitors would be female, a young girl by the name of Rania. They were hesitant to do so until he took them aside and asked them to assess
the human being in front of you, whoever they are, man or woman, and then we'll see after. They did it. And when Rania was on the stage, they really were impressed. They really were impressed by her attitude, her skills, the way she conducted the class, and her practice skills. And they were really proud to be photographed with her. So here we are facing huge resistance, centuries of resistance. But in fact, when you go concretely with people, you discover that they are ready to change.
That Rania is now the first female instructor in Egypt, and the number of girls joining the Tatib clubs there continues to grow. Apart from today's tournament in Paris, local competitions were held in Egypt, mainly in Luxor, but more as part of a cultural festival and not a true competition. As the popularity of the sport continues to spread outside of the country and also within, more and more Tatib centers are opening, including in the UK, the US, Canada, and the Czech Republic. Here in Paris alone, there are over 5 clubs that are competing against one another. While the traditional dress still found in the villages is not worn by the modern competitors, a red sash around the waist is required by all those training and competing in Tatib, as it resembles a similar belt seen in the ancient engravings. Melanie Var is the only female instructor in Paris and one of the competitors in this tournament. Having practiced Tatib for 3 years now, and judo since she was 8, she explains the attraction.
Oh, it's not the same, because the judo is very with the contact with the person, and the Tatib is the respect, the distance. It's not the same, but I love the both.
Arthur Ouaki is the winner of this tournament, though as he and others have stressed, winning is not the point. It's more about the interaction with the others.
The best thing about it is that you practice in circle with a lot of people, and it's all about harmony in group. And so you all the time you are in a synchronization with your co-jousters who you play with. And so it's all about respect and harmony.
With Boulad having succeeded in modernizing this 5,000-year-old sport, it was recently recognized by UNESCO to safeguard it as an intangible cultural heritage of Egypt, which means it will now have the international backing to ensure the ancient sport cannot be appropriated by any other country, and its heritage will be maintained for years to come, and martial arts enthusiasts can learn the discipline of staff fighting. Anne-Marie Besada for RFI in Paris.